On page 44, Jesus and Jonah by J.W. McGarvey, he writes this statement. The scriptures reveal to us no way in which God brings men to repentance except in connection with preaching. My task is to talk about the book of Jonah, one who's supposed to be a preacher. But he was a preacher who had some misplaced values. I call Jonah my sandwich book because in chapter 1, it talks about misplaced values. Chapter 2, it talks about restoration. Jonah needed restoration. Chapter 3, it talks about God's grace and his powerful word and what it can do for the lives of those who will obey it. And chapter 4 deals with, there you go, misplaced values. So whether coming or going, Jonah had misplaced values. And in between his misplaced values, there was the need for restoration. And there was God's grace. And there is God's word that needed to be preached. So God tells a prophet who had misplaced values to go to Nineveh, that wicked city, and preach to them that they might repent. And he went the other way. So my lesson tonight is to talk about the theme and the message of the book of Jonah. It's not so much about Jonah as it is about us, really. I always like to come to our zip code where we live today. And as such, I've entitled this a checkup from the neck up because it involves a pop quiz for sleeping saints. Jonah, instead of responding to God's call to go to Nineveh, boarded the ship for Tarsus, and he went down to the lower parts of it and went to sleep. Went to sleep. And there's a lesson there for us today. This is not just some fish story, but this is God trying to fish our attention to wake up to our responsibility as Christians. Hello. This is a story that tells us that we must warn the wicked of their way to repent, or else we're going to be punished. The 3 points of it might be like this. He says, wake up to your duty. Then he says, warn the wicked. Thus, by doing that, you can avoid what I call whale's breath. You know what that is? Well, we'll talk about that. But in this pop quiz that I need, we all need a pop quiz sometimes. Have you not read 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 that tells us to examine ourselves, to see where we are in the faith, to prove ourselves, and all those things are therein? Jonah is telling us the same thing. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 might well be the book of Jonah. And so this is a pop quiz. And in this pop quiz, I want you to understand that there were 5 inquisitions concerning Jonah that also applies to us today. The first one was they questioned his preoccupation in verses 5 through 6. This man is in the bottom of the boat asleep, and there is this great storm. You know, when you disobey God, you stir up a storm of strife and trouble. And that's what he did. And so they questioned his preoccupation. In other words, and in doing this, you can see that he had ignored his place with God and the people. His place was to preach to the people. His place was to have a place of influence that would lead people, but he went the other way. Do you not know the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 2 that you are God's epistles, known and read of all men? Here is the world in the form of the ship's captain representing the world, asking him about his place, his preoccupation. Jonah was so involved in his disobedience to God that he just simply was oblivious to his place in evangelism, his place in influencing for good. Evidently, he was the only one true believer, according to verse 5, but forgot his place. See, his place was to go because he know that God wants him to go. And when he go, he is to show that he is from God, that they may be able to grow when they obey the gospel, whenever they obey the word of the prophet, the message of the prophet. Because Jonah is God's concern for all the nations. Jonah's name is a dove. God sent forth a dove of peace into the world. And the dove went the other way. That's the only one that just went the other way when God intended for it to go someplace. He ignored his place of influence. Number two, they questioned his profession. Here is this man sleeping while the world around him is fighting for his life. And they questioned his profession. You know, they said, you know, what are you doing here? You should be praying. In verse 7, they looked at him and just wanted to know, you know, why has all this come upon us? They cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. And so it's hard to stand when you've blown your profession. Isn't that right? And so here's the man of God who is not acting like the man of God because he's out of place. He's ignored God's plan to evangelize. Look at chapter 1, verse 3. God told him to go to Nineveh. He went the other way. If that's not ignoring God's plan, I don't know what is. And Hebrews 10:23 tells us to hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. Why? For he is faithful that promise. God is a God who delivers on his promises. And God says, be not deceived. I'm not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. If you go to Tarsus, you're going to get whale's breath. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But they questioned his profession. And not only did they question his profession, in verse 8, they questioned his pedigree. You know, the threefold question, basically, where you from, where you live, and who your people? That's what we say down south, at least. And so, this shows that he had ignored his position of being a child of God, being a man of God, and his activity did not match his bloodline. He was God's chosen. He was from the land of promise. And God sent him on a mission. But he ignored that position. Sometimes in the Lord's church, we have disciples. We call them secret disciples. You can't find them unless we have a fellowship or something. Oh, not fellowship. I call it food ship, you know. That's the only time you see them. Boy, you got food. I show up. Otherwise, they're secret disciples. You know, they're absent without leave. These are folks that ignore their position as a pilgrim, as a Christian. They don't go, well, let me move on because you're looking at me funny. But folks, you need to understand something. You cannot live like a goat and expect to die like a sheep. Jonah ignored his position that God placed him in. He ignored his place. He ignored God's plan, and therefore his pedigree was of no value. People like that we call a hypocrite. Isn't that right? The whole book of James is dedicated to hypocrisy in the Lord's church. Don't have time to talk about it, but you ought to read it. And the world has a right to question our reality when we don't live up to it. Am I too loud? God tells us his activity did not match his bloodline. Do you practice what you preach, brother and sister in Christ? Do you have neighbors that know you as a Christian? I know a brother not long ago, he came to me and said, man, I've been living here for 20 some years and my neighbor just found out I was a Christian. Wow. But number four, they questioned his purpose because he had ignored his purpose. What was his purpose? Verse 10. When the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? You know, what's your purpose? What's this all about? Why have you done this? Amazed such foolishness is with a so-called man of God. While claiming to know God, he's acting like, nope, I can't do it. And so they're amazed and they say, well, if that's the case, then what are you doing here? What is your purpose? Elders sometimes have to ask members, what is your purpose? That's a shame when they have to do that. Every day we all ought to question our purpose, though. Why? Because time moves on, John 9 and verse 4. And time really is moving on. And in Ephesians 5 and verse 15, we're to walk circumspectly with a purpose. Verse 17 says, therefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And so I think it's important that we see this. Finally, he invited his own punishment. What shall we do with him? And sadly to say, he told them what you had to do. And even after he told them to cast me into the water, they rode hard against that. They didn't want to do it. But in order for them to save themselves, they had to do it. Friends, God will not allow rebellion to go unpunished. Jonah had to go overboard. So he had to, the lesson is, wake up, warn the wicked, and avoid whale's breath. That's Jonah, folks. That's more that can be said. But I want us to understand that you and I, this checkup doesn't sound pretty good for some of us. But God is trying to tell you something. What is God trying to tell you? God's trying to say that you have to remember why you are here. And you are here for a purpose. That purpose is to glorify God. You have a place. Sunday we talked about the law of unity. That's the law of placement. You have a place in the body of Christ. There's a law of purpose. You have a purpose in the body of Christ. There's a law of peace. When you know your purpose and you know your place, there'll be peace in the body. You won't be trying to be doing somebody else's job. Let me smile when I say that because you look at me funny. And then there's also the law of perseverance. When we understand and grow with God's word, we will mature, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. Jonah teaches us only after whale's breath did he return to a sense of purpose, to his rightful place. And he started right where God started with him. He said, go into Nineveh, that wicked city, didn't he? And preach to them the preaching that I bid thee. And then he lost it again. Nineveh repented. Isn't that wonderful? Unless your name's Jonah, it wasn't wonderful. Jonah was more concerned about a dead tree than thousands of Ninevites repenting. He had misplaced values. Let this book teach us one great lesson. Wake up, friends, to the work that God has appointed us to do. Time is running out. And when we refuse to wake up, God is going to wake us up in a way that you're going to be not happy about. May God bless you.